Always a pleasure to have Jake and Tom Scheidel in studio. Time for you to talk.
Okay, you weren't kidding. Hi, this is Tom Scheidel. We're here to talk about Jake's Music Festival coming up tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Wealthy Theater in Grand Rapids.
Yes, hi. My name is Jake. I am the person the music festival is named for. We weren't very clever coming up with the name.
Well, actually, I'll refer to that because we came. Jake's mom and I came up with the name along with some help from our volunteers. When Jake was 6 years old, he was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And 12 years ago, we decided to start a music festival as a way to raise money for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. And you know, we're kind of casting about, like, what should we call this? And since, you know, Jake was the reason we were involved with the local chapter of JDRF, we thought, well, we'll just call it Jake's Music Festival. He was a, you know, cute little middle schooler back then and thought it would be a lot of fun. And now he's a...
average-looking 25-year-old.
Do the math. Congratulations on the success of the festival.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been really awesome. Like, I never imagined... when we were in, like, the theater of Studio 28, right?
Yeah, that's our first year.
I didn't expect it to be this. Now it's kind of become something of a staple of the Grand Rapids music scene.
It is amazing that year after year we get some of the best bands, best local bands in Grand Rapids. Because that's the thing we've always tried to do is not only were we trying to raise money for juvenile diabetes, but the big thing is we really want to showcase the local music scene here in West Michigan, because there are some just fantastic bands and fantastic performers. And, you get a chance to come out during the music festival, see all these different bands, all kinds of different styles of music. This year we've got some roots music. We've got some singer-songwriters. We have some more hardcore rock and roll, rockabilly, ska, just everything. I mean, probably the funnest, is that a word? The most fun one we have is we have a band this year called The Legal Immigrants. Who are just fantastic. They recently won a Jammy Award. Really, really fun band. And their lead singer, when he was in first grade, my wife Mary taught him in first grade. So I don't want to say we're all getting older, but we are getting way older. And it's just fun to see, kids from, who are in bands now. They're not really kids anymore, but, yes. We remember them way back when. And, Jake and all of his friends as well, started off, a bunch of, like I said, goofy middle schoolers, and now they've all got real jobs. And but a bunch of them are coming back for the festival this weekend.
Yeah, there's a few people I know from my days in Grand Rapids and Rockford who are going to be around. Yeah.
Cool. Hey, tell me about your, I want to go through the specifics, but your diabetes.
So I was diagnosed when I was 6. I'm 25 now, so it's been a while. I started off doing, the insulin shots 3 times a day, checking my blood sugar 3-4 times a day. Nowadays it's I use a pump, which is if you're unfamiliar, it's basically just like a reservoir of insulin that just pumps insulin into my body at a constant rate, and then I give myself more or less depending on food and exercise and that kind of thing. So it's still a constant thing, but it's less intrusive than it was 20 years ago. Yeah.
The interesting thing is, because of the work that that JDRF has been doing, there are some incredible therapies that are coming out right now. There is an artificial pancreas that is in trials right now, human trials. There is another therapy. It's called Vitasite, and basically it's an implant that's put into the body, and it mimics what the pancreas does. It creates the beta cells, which create the insulin, and you put this in, and that's it. It lasts for about a year or two. That's also in human trials right now, and it only lasts for a year or two, but for that time, the person with type 1 diabetes doesn't have to take shots, doesn't have to check their blood sugar. They can live life just like a person without diabetes. And those kind of therapies and those kind of, you know, we're not saying calling them cures yet, but we're getting closer, are directly because of the funding that JDRF has been able to do for type 1 diabetes.
Hey, more on Saturday night, silent auction and a special surprise?
We have so much stuff going on. Not only do we have some great bands, and I'll let Jake here in a second just kind of run down the whole list of all the different bands that are going to be here, but we also have a silent auction, so a lot of local businesses have given us things that we're going to have available for auction. There's a photo booth this year, so you can take photos with some celebrities, some real celebrities like yourself, Shelley, because you'll be there, and some sort of celebrity impersonators, we'll say. So, yeah, we've got a lot of really fun things and pretty much nonstop music. The doors will open at 5:30. Show starts at 6 o'clock. We'll have our traditional bagpiper open. And then until from 6 till probably 11:30, it's just music all the time. And Jake's going to run down really quickly, alphabetically, the list of all the different. We have a lot of bands this year.
Mm-hmm. So starting things off with the letter B, Brother Adams, we've got Charlie Darling, Conway, Emma Lou, who will be back for her fourth year with us, Fathom 19, Jesse Ray and the Carolina Catfish, who have played with us before, Joe, who played with us last year, Murder Party, Nick Arthur and the Habitat, Take 3, The Legal Immigrants, The Sailor Kicks, surprise guests.
Surprise guests, yes, because there always seems to be a few people who just sort of show up and do it. And this is, and the reason we're able to do this, and probably the biggest thing to say is this is a free show. Yes. This costs nothing to attend, and that's because we have some great sponsors in Perrin Brewing Company, the Gordon Group, and the 36th Street Lounge. They cover all of our expenses. They cover all of that so that every dollar that is donated tomorrow night will go directly to help find a cure for type 1 diabetes.
I'm honored to be involved. Any emotion? This is a fundraiser for people like you, Jake.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird emotion, yeah, if you want to use that word, because on one side, I'm very excited for this awesome show. It's always so much fun, and I look forward to it every year. But on the other side, it's you know, raising money for something that I very much do not like, which I guess makes it all the more reason to have a good time there. Yeah, it's I look forward to this more so than I dislike. Then I dislike the actual dealing with the disease every day. Yeah. But yeah, it's this in its own part makes it worth it. Good. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's great, you know, that because of the sponsorships and because of the people like with the silent auction and everything, it really helps bring a lot of people in. We build a lot of awareness for what's going on with JDRF. And again, we do have that ability for people to donate. Even though it doesn't cost anything to go to the show, we do have donation buckets set out, and we'll have other ways that if we have some buttons that people can buy this year for donate. We have a VIP pass this year, which is kind of something new we're doing. We're only selling 50 of those, and I think we've only got about 20 left now. And with a VIP pass, which is $15 in advance, $20 day of the show, you get a T-shirt, a $5 gift certificate to Connie's Cakes, a $5 gift certificate to Pietro's, one of those great buttons, and a backstage tour. And there's a couple other things we're going to throw in the bag, and the bag is really nice too. So lots of things. And if you don't want to do that, of course, you can just make a donation, either cash or check, or we have a Square this year, so we'll even take donations via your credit card if you'd like. But the whole idea is, and as I said earlier, because of the sponsors that we have, because of the support we've gotten from the local business community, every single dollar that is donated tomorrow night will go directly to the local chapter of the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. So people can feel good about everything that they're donating goes right to help finding a cure for type 1 diabetes.
Final details, Jake?
Yeah. Coming out April 16th, Saturday night, 6 o'clock at Wealthy Theater. We have 100,000 bands playing, so come on out.
Okay. See you there, Jake.